Bravo, Fairhope City Councilman Corey Martin. Good morning. Oh, we got to get the microphone to you. Yeah, there we go.
Good morning. I'm here.
There you are. Okay. So good morning. It's good to see you. I haven't actually had the chance to interview you in a couple of months since I think before you actually took over as a city councilman. I got to interview you before anybody else did, so that was cool, but I haven't seen you since then. So,
yeah.
So how are things going?
All is well, man. All is well. I think the city's moving forward, you know. So we're happy right now.
Okay. How are you enjoying being a city councilman?
So yeah, it's good, you know.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Nothing. Oh, it's great.
Yeah,
it's good.
It's a lot of work. You have to have tough skin, but I really do enjoy it, man. Really do.
Well, so. y'all certainly put in a lot of hours, certainly much more than people think you do, and yeah. There's a lot of homework that you have to do, a lot of visiting you have to do, a lot of times you have to go on site to look at things and get that actual eyes on of what's actually happening and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you can't guess at it. You know, people don't like that.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, you have to do your due diligence. So you're right. A lot of people don't know that, Mark.
Yeah.
It's not a part-time job.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make it what you want, but to do it correctly, it's definitely you have to put some work into it.
Yeah, well, it's part-time pay, but at least. But
yeah, exactly.
But
yeah.
Full-time
it's all
job.
Good.
Yeah.
So, truly love the people, man.
Okay.
Love the citizens.
Well, before we start getting to the issues at hand, you know, what's been your experience? How has this, you know, affected you? How's it changed you? How's it? How's it look on this side of the curtain as opposed to
behind the veil? Yeah. Right, you learn so much behind the veil, and that's the term that I use. You know, when you're on that side of the veil. And you don't get into the holy place, you know, you kind of miss out on some information. It's easy to get misinformed. You really have to be careful as a citizen and do your real homework to kind of get the answers to some of these problems instead of jumping out there and thinking there's some type of conspiracy or that we're doing something. And you find that historically that's what happened in the past.
Uh-huh.
And what I found is it's just lack of information. You know, the same information is available, but not as readily on the other side as it is behind the veil.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And there's a surplus of misinformation also.
Oh, my goodness. For sure. And that's what we're trying to stop. We want to stop the misinformation. We try to educate the people as much as we can about what we're doing and try to be as transparent as we can about what we're doing. You're not going to make, Grandmama said, you're not going to make everybody happy.
No.
But as long as you're doing the right thing in your heart and you're putting God first, I think all is well.
Yeah, do the best you can with what you got.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Nobody
do your
can
best.
For that.
Leave the rest to the good Lord. That's for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so what is on the council agenda tonight? What are y'all looking at tonight?
Well, there's actually about 20 or 21.
I do not have an agenda.
Yeah, there's about 20 or 21. Here, you can kind of, your eyes are better than mine, I'll help you out there. You can kind of stroll through it, but kind of help a brother out in a little bit because my, I can remember some of them. The key ones, though, I think one that people will be interested in is the triangle. And us kind of coming to a decision on what we're going to do with that triangle as a council. There were two opportunities. One was to put it in a conservation easement for perpetuity, you know, and then the other one that we've kind of trying to think outside the box a little bit, and we still have to make this decision as council, is to make it as parkland. And that way it's protected in perpetuity as well.
Okay. So by parkland, do you mean like a central park kind of thing where there's walking paths, but there's still a lot of nature just going on?
Oh,
not,
of course.
Not a concrete park with swing sets and other stuff.
No. It wouldn't be like a children's park. It'd be a conservation, but the way we conserve it is to designate it as parkland is a particular idea or opportunity or a route that we could go with this to protect it as we make trails with a DECA in other programs that give us grant money to make the trails and conserve the longleaf pollies and other things that we want to conserve.
Okay, so you could like put a hiking path through there,
yes,
so folks could
yes,
enjoy.
And a bike path.
And a bike path.
Yes, and we're trying not to put too many structures. We want to keep it as natural as possible. There will be some structures. You know, I think there. I think some people talked about a bathroom and maybe an educational building for the kids when they come and do their field trips and things like that. But definitely we want to keep it to where we're conserving it. The biggest thing is to us start getting the tope on it, a topography on it, and then start doing a prescribed burn would be our next deals, right? We are talking with some individuals as far as management of it for doing those things, the prescribed burn and getting it ready for the things that we want to do with it.
Okay. Well, that would certainly make my son happy. He's a Fairhope firefighter, and he was a wildland firefighter out west before that. So if you've got to burn property up, man, he's the go-to guy.
Right.
He used to live to do that kind of thing. So.
Right. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, they like burning things for sure.
Yeah.
But we want him around when we do it.
Well, he was an expert. He put out over a dozen forest fires out west. And it's, scary stuff. So, yeah.
Yes,
so,
very good.
So, okay, you're looking at turning that into parkland, and that would be in perpetuity. I know there's certainly been a lot of talk about and complaining about even owning the triangle, the fact that we even have it, and...
Right.
So
yes. So when you talk about that, you're talking about us purchasing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well. That's That
yeah,
was.
And
old.
That was.
Yeah,
and that's a little bit. And that's from council 10, 20 years ago.
Right.
You know,
that
and,
was between Thais.
But
that was a lot of.
Yeah. But y'all get the blame for it, even though you probably weren't even living in Fairhope at the time.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I think people have pretty much gotten over that, and I think all the legal entities that we have been covered with that as well.
Okay.
So I think that one we're gonna let it rest. I think we're past that personally.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how is the council leaning? Do you think? I know you're gonna have a vote, and
yeah, I have a vote. I can tell you how I'm leaning. Mm-hmm. I can tell you my thought process. I would like to see it as parkland. I think making it parkland, the bluff, there is a case, a Supreme Court case in the Alabama Supreme Court. You know, they tried to build on the bluff some years back, and there's been precedents set and that we know that if we make it parkland through the single tax colony, that it holds ground. Yes, and no one will be able to put any concrete structures or any type of buildings or anything like that other than parkland stuff, trails and things. So that type of protection is good. And then once you get with a DECA at the grants, that's a second layer of protection as well, because you have to follow by their rules as well.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that's my, I think that saves the city some money, I think it's an alternative route that we could use.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what else is on the agenda for this evening?
Oh man, let's go through it here.
Okay,
let's relax a little bit.
Let's
see if we can go through it here, because I didn't print it. Laura usually prints it for me, Mark.
I'm sorry. I did not get a let me see if maybe Jessica sent it to me.
So the actual conversation about the triangle will be in the work session, just talking about it and letting the people know what we have going on. So let's see. FEEF. Let's talk about FEEF.
Okay.
Let's talk about agenda item number 7. And what we're doing here, you'll see that we have language here to authorize a letter of intent for Fairhope Educational Enrichment Foundation for the robust amount of $1 for 25 years.
Okay.
And I don't have the exhibit here, but From where the Pelican's Nest sits now on Summit, you can walk towards church coming from the back ford and go west. And I don't, I can't really but that building, there's four little buildings over there, like hatch buildings with the, they're connected, you know. They're going to lease those.
Okay.
And they're going to renovate those for community engagement.
Okay.
Innovational things, meetings, but also for STEAM. And phase one would be to advance their Pelican's Nest or add on or revamp the Pelican's Nest would be phase one. Phase two would be those four buildings, to do work on those and make it more sightly and usable for the community.
Okay.
Yeah, business and otherwise. And those would be areas where the kids could get educated on STEAM in different aspects.
Okay, I think that's great. During the school year, one of the neat things about being having our studio where it's located is the kids walk past, you know, once a month.
Yeah.
You know, there's just
it's kind of awesome.
Huge gaggle of kids, and they all walk past our windows here on their way to the Pelican's Nest so that they can get hands-on studying, you know, nature.
Yeah,
and
our
real
bay.
Stuff there.
Yeah,
yeah,
our estuary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's great stuff, man. I've put the rubber pants on for many years with my kids.
Okay.
I've volunteered out there and kind of dug the ground and grabbed the particular matter that we're investigating, you know, out there with the kids.
Uh-huh.
So that's a great thing, man. I love
okay.
it. Okay. Yeah.
So this is something you have personal experience with.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Okay.
Yeah. I was also on the board of FEEF.
Oh,
so,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I recused myself when I got counsel. I didn't
well,
want to
yeah,
get
a
conflict
yeah.
there, but yeah. But yeah, I was on the board for about 3 or 4 years, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been involved.
All right. Yeah, you're the man.
I've been involved.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
we're
so
excited
you've got
about
a lot
that.
Of direct insight as to, you know, all the benefits of this.
Oh, man.
And how we can teach the kids and how we can make our world a better place.
That's exactly right. And, you know, and hopefully that our economic development with Lee Lawson and the other side of that building getting renovated will start bringing life back to that K-1 center. You
okay.
know, so this is a good thing.
Yeah,
this is a good thing.
I think it would be great if they could start having like adult continuous education classes in there, like cooking classes or things
that's
of that
exactly
nature.
That's exactly right. You
so
know,
that's just me.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great idea. And that's our job to listen to those type of ideas. And FEEF, you know, I talked to the president, Stephen Searcy, this morning, and they're open to that. They're not trying to wrap their arms around it and discriminate by any means.
Sure.
They want it to be in community engagement, and we want to make that clear.
Yeah, something else you could do. You know, you see that meme on Facebook where they say, it's joking, but they say instead of teaching Algebra 2, they need to have a course in high school that's called Real Life, and they teach you how to balance a checkbook. They teach you how to change a flat tire, change your oil. Why not have a class like that with just basic common things that people need to learn? Just
you mean functional.
Yeah, functional.
You know, be functional. Be a functional adult.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We used to have that, remember? You're old enough to
yeah.
know this.
Well,
ag and home ec
and class,
wood
yeah.
shop. I mean,
yeah.
these are things that went away. I 100% agree. I 100% agree. Not every parent has the time nor the opportunity.
And not every parent knows
how to
do
it. That's what I mean. You know, I've had the opportunity to learn how to do those things. So, yeah. So this is stuff that we can start incorporating into our community.
Okay.
I believe that. It's very important, man.
All right.
Yep.
Great.
No doubt.
Great.
Very
right.
good stuff.
1480 WABF. I've got Fairhope City Councilman Corey Martin in the studio with me. I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. Fairhope City Councilman Corey Martin in the studio with us. Good morning, sir. So what else have we got on the agenda for tonight?
Well, number 12, I think a lot of our kids and families would be happy about number 12 because I am. We have here the city council approved the selection of Lieb Engineering Company to perform professional engineering service for design and construction administration for additional ball fields
okay.
and parks for the recreation department and hereby authorize Mayor Sherrod Sullivan to negotiate fee schedule, establish a not to exceed limit with this firm. So this is pretty cool. We're actually getting more ball fields.
Okay.
Yes.
Is this going to be out by
Vallanta?
Okay.
Yes. So I think, good Lord, help me. These fields, the last architectural design that we talked about, hopefully it hasn't changed again, will be contiguous to the top part, the swimming pool area.
Okay.
So walk, so to the east, if you're looking off Greeno, you're going this way to your right hand, it'll be in that where we usually have the parking for the football games.
Okay.
There'll be fields put in that area.
Okay.
And then I think in the future, we're talking about putting more fields possibly behind what used to be our youth 15-year-old field, the bigger ball field. We'll clear some of those trees out and put a field back there, I believe, to add another field there. But these four fields are going to go at the top up there where we did the parking for the football games. So we're excited about that.
Okay, so what's going to happen with parking then?
They're going to do – that's parking was involved in that. So okay. All of that has been planned out, and they're going to redesign the parking. I don't have the schematic here with me to show people. But, yes, parking, it will be ADA compliant. This is a huge thing, something that we've been working on for a while. So finally got the concrete trucks, our contract for concrete. That was our holdup. And we'll get started here shortly.
Okay.
ASAP. So this is something that's been in work for, I don't know, 7-8 years talking about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Almost since the time I've been around.
Wow.
Right. So it's so exciting to see us moving forward with actionable items that have not been moving forward in the past. So
instead of just talking
about it, Lord have mercy.
Or whatever. It's like, it's, all right, let's get it done.
It's time to get stuff done. I know we're the government, but it's time to move again. You know, we've been a little idle, you know. So I'm very, very excited about this for the kids.
Yeah.
They've been jammed on each other. You know, I've coached youth sports for a while with my kids, and our town, man, is not a township anymore. It's a city.
Yes.
We have extrapolated as far as demographics and numbers are concerned, and the families have almost overtaken the retirees, you know, if they haven't. You know, I haven't seen the latest number, but I think they went forward or they're neck and neck.
Okay, well, so, 20 years ago we had less than 10,000 people, and now we have 25 for approximately.
Yeah,
so
that's approximately. I think we got more than that, especially when you talk about the extra, you know, the PJ.
Surrounding,
yes,
yeah,
your
the
PJ,
surrounding
your
area,
police, yeah.
Yeah,
ETJ and the PJ, so... Yeah, so we're happy, man.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a good thing. These kids get more ball fields, and they have places to practice and to play now. So
okay.
That's going to be good. I'm looking forward to that.
I've always been of the opinion that you know, you can spend money on kids when they're young or when they're older. If you spend it on ball fields and stuff like that, you don't have to spend it on correctional facilities,
man,
as they get older.
Preach, brother.
So
I agree.
That's just 100%. My opinion.
That's just my opinion as well. I'm with you on that one. You know, and I'd say that, and that's not a scare factor. That's just facts. That's 100% facts.
Yeah,
you know?
I coached Little League for about 8 years,
yeah.
And, you know, the kids that are involved in, and then I, you know, broadcast high school sports. The
right.
kids that are involved in those sports, they have leadership, they have organization,
structure.
They have structure,
yes.
and extra parenting built into it.
Yes.
And peer pressure.
Yes.
And it keeps them on the straight and narrow.
Keeps them on track, man.
And the kids that don't, well,
they kind of stray.
They, yeah.
Possibilities.
Well,
yeah.
There's just more potential for temptation.
More opportunity.
Let's just put it,
yeah. You know, they say idle mind is the devil's workshop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you got to keep them busy, whether it's sports or whatever. But in this case, we're talking about sports, and sports is a structural thing, and that frontal lobe needs structure.
Yeah. So, and this is for girls and boys.
Yes.
So it's not
yes.
Just, it's
yes.
Not
yes.
Just,
yes.
Yeah.
This is for the recreational. Yes, for girls and boys. We have our girls can play in our league as well. So yeah, mm-hmm. And we're doing a lot of work at Vallanta. I mean, at the softball fields as well.
Okay.
You know, we've redone every roof over there. We're putting a new concession stand in, upgrading the press boxes. So
okay.
On both sides, we are getting things done recreationally.
Okay, and I was going to say, is there a chance in the future of the press box at the football field of that getting redone?
We're hoping so. Yes,
okay.
That is something that's deeply in conversation. And Coach Carter would love. That's the first thing he came to talk to me about was okay. Trying to get those press boxes renovated.
Yeah, you know they're about. They're at least 50 years old, and they're about 50 years out of style. And they were probably great back in the 70s.
Yeah.
But with the invention with the invention of TV cameras and with putting two or three coaches from the visiting side, two or three coaches from the home team, putting broadcasters up there.
There's no room.
There's no room.
Right. Yeah. So I don't think do we go on Channel 44? I don't think they'll come out because there's no room.
Yeah, there's no room. Yeah.
There's no room. So our kids don't get to be on 44.
Right, exactly.
On the Friday night game of the week, you know. So that's, we've talked about that. So hopefully, I know we're getting a scoreboard, you know. We're going to get a new scoreboard, and that's in the works.
Okay.
So so slowly we're moving, you know. We're moving.
Okay.
You know, we're moving.
Okay.
We know we need work, you know, but those type of things take money, and we're trying to make sure we have the funds to come in and kind of budget for those things.
Yeah,
so you don't want to put the cart before the horse.
Yeah, you got to operate in the black, not the red.
That's exactly right. You know, so we want to be fiscally frugal.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else?
Let's see
that
here,
you
brother.
Can recall. I apologize.
No worries.
Lori has an inside track to the agenda, but I'm not Lori. She'll be back. She is having helping her fiance with dental work today, or she'd have been here because she was been on vacation all last week, and she'll be back tomorrow or Wednesday. I'm not sure if she'll be taking care of him tomorrow.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
back. She's back from vacation, but she's taking a normal day off today,
which is
why I'm here.
We love you, Mark. I have no problem. I'm good with this, man. I'm very malleable, you know, so I just kind of get in where I fit in. So this is what we're doing, and I'm good with it, man. No problem. So let's talk about some Restore Act money that we're going to use for a comprehensive land use plan. And I think we've gone out and gotten Neil Schaefer, which is an engineering firm. They've been around since about 1983. They are nationally known. I think they're in about 9 different states at this point. So as I do my due diligence on them, they're a very good engineering firm and highly rated. So I think we're in good hands with these guys as far as our comprehensive plan is going to be done by these guys. So that's a good thing. We have a comprehensive land use plan. So people always ask about a comprehensive land use plan, especially my Fairhope Environmental Advisory Board. You know, I think they want to be involved with this as far as the environment is concerned and what the engineers are doing and how they're doing it, which I think is very important as well. So that's something that's on the agenda that I think people would be interested in, and we're excited about that as well.
Okay. Yeah. Now the work session starts at 4:30, and then the meeting itself starts at 6. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. That's correct. Yeah.
And folks can watch these on YouTube.
They can.
Either live or after the fact.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All you got to do is put the describe which date on the YouTube, and it'll pop up.
It'll pop right up.
Yep.
Okay.
So
that's about as transparent as you can get right there.
No doubt about it. And, you know, and I try to explain to people, not just myself, but council tries to explain to people that the work session is where all the meat is.
Yeah.
So if you listen to the work session, sometimes we had a young man that was coming to our city council for pretty consistent for a while there, and he wanted to know why during the agenda items were we just flying through them. Well, it's because we actually work through them during the work session.
Uh-huh.
And for
hey, y'all just take a vote. You don't discuss anything.
Right.
Yeah, well,
so,
you know, look, we discuss this for 2 hours in the work session.
That's exactly right. So, you know, and like I said, there's little stuff, you know, that people don't know that happens. Mm-hmm. And it's a learning process even for myself. So we're not judgmental, but we just wanted to let him know that, hey, if you watch the work session, you'll see all that we've discussed as far as the agenda all the agenda items are worked through during the work session. So very important. Okay. Very important.
Okay. I also have to shout out to the city work crews that got the lights on at the pier.
Oh, my God.
Power lights back on. The bathrooms are working again. Man, yay.
This is awesome. Yes.
You still have two lights burned out near the end of the pier, but I think those are just bulbs. They can get out there. They can get out there and change those bulbs. So
yeah, we're definitely 100%. This was like a home run, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Richard Johnson and his team, as far as engineering, our electrical crews got out and we did it in-house, and that saved us $250,000, you know, $200,000. We got, you know, our what we got back on our bids was $270,000, you know, and higher. For us to do it for the amount of money that we did it for, my God, we saved a lot of money. So we're very proud of those guys. They work very hard. The wreckage in the marina, the ships have been taken care of for the most part.
There's still as of I was down there Friday, and there's still a couple of boats.
Sunk, buried.
I saw that one had been pulled up.
So we're working on that. So we don't have these man-made reefs anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, we're moving. It took a little bit longer than what we wanted.
I understand that's a complicated issue about getting those out, because it's not just the city, it's also the people that, the city owns the property, but it leases it out, so it's the lessee's responsibility, and the city can do so much but can't do so much.
We're trying to get those boats out of there. I mean, you're right. I don't know the complicated details behind it. I'm going to tell you that. I know I saw one boat getting out of there, so I think we can get it done. That's the bottom line, you know, as far as pulling those boats out of there. So hopefully they'll be out soon, whatever it takes.
Okay.
Whatever it takes. They need to be gone. They need to be gone. So we're going to work through that.
If nothing else, it's just unsightly.
So. Yeah. It's just,
From the whole ecological impact,
It's like the death place for boats. You know, people think they could just take their boats there to die. And we don't want that. We don't want people to think that. You know? We don't want to set that precedent. Yeah.
All right. Fairhope City Councilman Corey Martin. Anything else you wanted to talk about or address today?
No, that's about it, man. I tune in, man. You can get the rest. If I forgot anything, like Mark said, you can go to YouTube or you can watch it. 4:30 is the work session. 6:00 is the actual meeting.
Okay, and to our listeners, if you ever have a question for the city council, y'all come in on the 2nd and 4th Mondays
of the month.
Before each meeting, and one of y'all comes in, sometimes it's you, sometimes Jack Burrell, sometimes one of the other councilmen. Y'all take turns and switch out and stuff.
Yes.
If you have any questions for them, be sure and email us. The email is wabf1480@outlook.com. And we will be glad to hold their feet to the fire with your questions if we can.
Please do.
So, because we just, you know, we just want to find out what's going on, and they just want to tell you.
Yeah,
so,
well, iron sharpens iron.
Yeah,
you understand?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
We need that. So that's for sure.
Okay. We're going to check in now with Kenny with Skywatch Traffic, and we'll be right back. 1480 WABF 928-9228 here at the Gulf Coast Swap Shop, and we would love to hear from you. And we do have City Councilman Corey Martin in the studio with us. Corey, what are some of the other things that y'all have to look at?
Well, one thing that I want to talk about was the roundabout that's on the agenda at 32 and 13. That is part of us getting ready for our other park area and making sure that egress and regress of traffic flow smoothly in that area as we bought that parkland on 13. So for future building and whatever we decide to put on that land, we're putting a roundabout right there, which I think is needed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
item 6.
Okay. And there was something I was going to ask you, and I you know, it just went out of my head.
I think that's it. The roundabout is something that we've been talking about, and I'm glad to see it coming to fruition. So, yeah.
Okay.
For its traffic flow.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and thank you for coming in. We appreciate everything that you've done for the city and that you are continuing to do. I think you're a great addition to the city council. And,
thank you,
and
Mark.
Just glad to have you here in town. And since we've been talking about the roundabout, why don't we play a little roundabout? Here is Yes on 1480 WABF.